are statutory, some of them are actually government entities. But there have been, again, because CROs are ultimately run by people, there have been a lot of problems with them. So you have many instances of just outright corruption. So ECAD in Brazil, SJEE in Spain, there was a government investigation that found that they had, you know, sort of misappropriated $550 million. That's a lot of money. In Italy, smaller money, only about $30 million. SAMI in Sweden, all of these were subject of, you know, the people who ran these organizations were all subject to criminal investigations. In some places they went to jail, in other places they didn't. But there were, you know, again, many instances of just outright corruption. You also have many instances of mismanagement or excessive overhead. So, you know, in Access Copyright in Canada, there have been allegations. A lot of times these are allegations that more money went to the administrators than went to the artists. And in Australia, Cal, there were a lot of complaints about the salaries being very high. You have instances, let's say, like the CCC, the Copyright Clearance Center in the United States, engaging in what many people think is questionable litigation. So, for example, they sued Georgia State University, and the judge just ruled recently that Georgia State was the prevailing party and ordered CCC to pay attorney's fees to Georgia State, $2.8 million. So that's $2.8 million that rights holders won't be receiving from that they otherwise would have received, conceivably. And again, you have the same kinds of issues in Kenya and Ghana, the Bahamas, instances where no money got distributed, and again, a lot of it was attributed to sort of mismanagement and excessive overhead. In Romania, the CROs are government regulated, but the government keeps on suspending the various CROs because they don't comply with the government regulations in terms of making sure that they distribute a certain benchmark to the rights holders. You also have, in many instances, competing CROs. And so they're, rather than focusing on giving the money to the artists, they're just fighting among each other and trying to control the various pots of money. And where this really becomes a problem for upstarts is that, not surprisingly, again, you're dealing with the human institutions, the boards of CROs often are, if you have a CRO that's controlled by a board, the board will be populated by, you know, older, more established artists who will make sure that more of the money gets distributed to other older, well-established artists. You can also have political problems if it's a government agency where the government might, the CRO might distribute money in a way to artists who they feel are advancing the government's political agenda. So related to this mismanagement and excessive overhead, you have also just sort of a general blanket complaint in many places about a lack of transparency. Again, you have a lot of money coming in, and you have some money coming out, and it's hard to figure out exactly what is the process by which the money gets allocated. And so there actually have been government reviews of CROs in South Africa. We heard about the problem in South Africa where, again, a lot of money was collected and no money was distributed. We sort of say, well, where's the money? But there have been investigations, government reviews in Canada and France. The EU directive has actually proposed the European Union has proposed, the Union Commission has proposed a directive dealing with the CROs, and its main focus, again, is transparency. And this issue of lack of transparency in India, China, Russia. CROs, and then in specific areas, so with songwriters, we've heard earlier alluded to how how, you know, again, historically ASCAP discriminated against African Americans, and you see similar places, problems in France and Israel in terms of minority artists not receiving their fair share. In Lithuania, the songwriter, there was one large CRO for all rights holders, and the songwriters felt they were being discriminated against in favor of, and so they had to form their own CRO, and then of course everyone's fighting over the money and over the turf, and so on. So none of this is to say that CROs are bad. They're human. And so I think that to the extent that anyone is ever considering a CRO as a solution, first of all, you have to make sure that there is a problem and it is the right solution to that problem. But moreover, I think it's always important to make sure that it is regulated in an appropriate manner. And it's sort of no accident that even in this country, as we've heard before, I mean, ASCAP and BMI have been regulated by the government for over 60 years. And I think that again, when you have a lot of money coming in and then it being distributed to different people, that kind of regulation or oversight and transparency is absolutely essential to make sure that the CRO really functions to advance the interests of upstarts and other artists, as opposed to sort of just funneling. Diverting their money to other people. Thank you.
On Jonathan's point, I guess I'll pile on here a little bit and point out that so when it comes to the efficiency of CROs, Toonsat is a company that did a study of CROs in music and found that songwriters were essentially not getting 80% of what